BBC Radio Oxford on this Sunday morning, and that part of the morning where we chat to people who volunteer with various organisations around the city and county. And delighted to welcome to the studio Margaret Simpson and Sheila Gregory, both involved with OxTalk for a number of years. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in so bright and early. Lovely to see you out and about. Now, Sheila, I'll start with you. You've been a listener to OxTalk for over 20 years. How did you come across OxTalk in the first place?
After I'd had an operation for cataract, my sight was not so good, so I contacted Margaret, and that's how I became to have the OxTalk.
Now, Margaret, of course, you've been involved with OxTalk almost nearly from the get-go, best part of 35 years. It's been running, what, 38 years?
Been running 38 years, another 2 years, and we'll celebrate our 40th year.
Now, first of all, tell me, how did you get involved with OxTalk, and what exactly is OxTalk for people who don't know?
OxTalk is a weekly recording of all the Oxford news, and it's a talking newspaper for people who've got a visual impairment and don't have now the opportunity to be able to read the local press. It goes out now on USBs. How did I get involved? I think basically because I was working with social services. It's a much needed service. Yeah. I helped set up a service in Bicester, but I actually live in Oxford, so I transferred. And the very first meeting I went to was very prestigious. It was in Blackwell's boardroom.
Very nice.
In the offices they had at the end of Hythe Bridge Street. So from there, it just seemed a very worthwhile organisation to be involved with. So yeah. I started off as a reader, and I've done various jobs ever since. The only one I haven't done, and I don't have the skill to do, is working the recording desk.
Ah, yes, the fiddly part.
Yes.
Now, Sheila, when the postman comes with the little wallet with the USB in it, you're able to listen to all the news that Margaret and volunteers have recorded for you.
Yes.
And you can hear the news. And how long does it last? Is it about an hour?
About
long?
An hour.
Yeah. And you get completely abreast of everything going on in Headington. Yes. And the surrounding areas.
Gives you lots of news.
And all the gossip.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, Margaret, tell me about the volunteers. How many volunteers are involved with it?
We have 54 volunteers, so not a vast number, but they are very committed and very reliable. And we have what we call technical officers. Those are the people that are working the recording desk. We have news editors who collect the news items.
Right. So they go through the papers and stuff like that, local papers, and find stuff.
The Oxford papers. We are Oxford and District, so we keep to the Oxford news, taking in Tame, Kidlington, the villages round and about. And we have copiers. Once the recording has been done on a Tuesday night, which, as you've said, it takes about an hour, then we copy the required number of USBs and we put them in the said yellow wallet that you've referred to, which, because they are articles for the blind, it is a free service. So both posting it to our listeners and having it back from them is a free service.
Wonderful. Well, that's fantastic. Mm. And are you always looking for volunteers, Margaret, or are you pretty much full up with a list of people that you can call on?
We are looking for volunteers, and in actual fact we are actually looking for a new technical officer. So anyone who's interested in the audio recording side of things, but yes, readers, copiers, news gatherers, anyone who is interested, because it's a well worth service that we need to keep on providing for the future.
We've got to keep Sheila up to date with everything that's going on, particularly the gossip and entertainment news. I know that. Margaret, if people want to get involved, how do they do it? How do they contact you?
I would say the best place to contact us through is the website, but if they email mail@oxtalk.org.uk.
Lovely. Margaret, thank you for coming in. And Sheila, lovely to meet you as well.
Thank
Always
you.
Lovely to meet a listener and also somebody who loves a little bit of entertainment news as well.
Yeah,
but to keep abreast of everything. Listen, have a lovely weekend. Thanks again for coming in. That's Margaret Simpson and Sheila Gregory, who are involved with OxTalk.